My mom taught us a lot of stuff. You know, she planned our curriculum out, and she was careful to make sure that we were getting everything that we needed. I say we. I have younger siblings also who are homeschooled. You know, she was, of course, like the foundation of our schooling, but a lot of it was self-directed. You know, she would require us to give her a list of things that we wanted to know about or that we wanted to study. And then she would work in units where we studied that thing for a while. If I wanted to learn about a particular people or place, you know, I learned about their language. You know, you get a pretty good view of world history. She was a firm believer that if you encourage a child's natural curiosity, eventually they'll come full circle and they'll learn everything that they need to know. It's a matter of discovering what that particular person needs at the time that they need it and letting it go. And I think she was an honest grader. She wasn't a hard grader, and I don't know that she necessarily made us work harder, you know, than what other kids had to do. She just was very honest. You know, if she thought that something we did really sucked, guess what? We're doing it over again, you know. I was a smart aleck, and so her and I went round and round a lot. I would smart off about stuff, and of course she would have to put me back in my place. So there were, I suppose to an outside person, if they had been sitting there watching the day unfold, there may have been days where they thought, man, these people don't get along at all, you know. Honestly, though, it brought us closer for sure. It taught me to recognize things in her that I think a lot of kids don't see in their parents. You know, they don't understand what their parents do for them. They don't understand what it costs their parents to say and do the things that they do for their kids. And so being there all day together with her, I saw a lot of that. And I learned a lot from her about life and about choices and about responsibilities. And I learned to respect her for that. Ask her what it did to us, and she'd probably say, "Oh man, it nearly killed me." I'm sure that's what she'll tell you, and it probably did. You know, I was a pretty good kid, but I suppose I gave her my fair share of the runaround. And I remember some people saying stuff to my mom, like, "You know, they don't have any friends, right? Or you know that this is retarding their social growth." And I have to say, baloney. Of course, I will absolutely let my kids do that, you know, because I want to give them the same chances to really dive into what inspires them, you know, what gets their wheels turning. And it's hard to do that in school because the schools have so many regulations and so many rules that they have to stick to. The kids can't have the same level of individual attention that they can get, you know, if you're homeschooling them at home, and they don't get the free time that you get, you know, to develop your interests. So I think I probably will do that.